Bedtime Stories Podcast. Hello, everybody. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Happy Halloween to everyone. How are you doing? Are you gonna, did you go trick-or-treating last night? Did you go trick-or-treating today? Are you wearing a costume? Or I don't even want to think the alternative. This is where I post the topic to podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and then you write a story, and we put them all together on the next week, and we listen to them. Things are a little messed up right now on the site. The server had itself a really, really nasty headache. Went through an FSCK, blah, blah, blah. It's all coming back together, and it'll take a day or two to get it all sorted out. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put together the weekly challenge. I can get to my FTP archive. It's a separate server. So I'm going to kludge together HTML on the main podcasting site. I'm going to post to Twitter at 100WordStories is the username I use for it. Also, I will post reminders at my personal Twitter, which is full of crap. If you don't know how to use Twitter, if you're all freaking out, just write me at isfullofcrap@gmail.com, and I will spam to you the links that you need. Also, all you authors, I'm going to send you a link to the stuff. So, and it's all going to be worked out in a day or two. We're going to take care of it. We're going to get back up and running. So, enough of that. That's the trick, apparently, that is being played right now. So hopefully we'll have all have treats soon. So the topic was Halloween. We've got a bunch of stories in on the topic of Halloween. Let's make this fun. So here we go with one from someone who doesn't want to reveal their name. Ooh, it's an anonymous. Oh, it could be the Headless Podcaster, which would be kind of pointless since they couldn't speak into the mic. I'm just gonna, here's their story.
Ugh, always the same. Black and orange. Always that nasty color combination for Halloween. I presume it is a mixture of the traditional vampire colors of black and red, and the fall color of orange pumpkins. The witches so often portrayed are black magic witches, so I guess that makes sense. And black cats wouldn't be the same as ginger tabbies, but why must everything else be black and orange? When does violet get its turn? What about all this go green we hear about? Wouldn't purple witches and green pumpkins be grand? Or is that just the Irish in me?
Thank you, Anonymous, as portrayed by a midget. Now, normally this is where I say if you can't understand what the hell's being said, you know, all that and the poll and the stuff, and then say, wait, don't go to the poll just yet. Once again, the site is still being worked on. I will get something up there at some point. So hopefully you'll be able to see the text of the stories at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. I'm just going to kludge together some quick, cheap, notepad-y HTML, so at least you can see the text. I don't think I'm going to bother with getting the feed updated. That's a pain in the ass. Have you ever done XML manually? Not fun. Not fun stuff. Not fun at all. It actually kind of sucks. So what I'm going to do is get something up, and you'll be able to read it. And I'm going to shop now, and we need to get through, and there are a bunch more stories. And this is cool, because I posted up the topic way, way early. I telegraphed this one a month, month and a half in advance, and a lot of people are like, oh, I got time to write it. And then at the last minute, they're like, oh, I had time to write it. I'm going to look silly if I don't. And so here's a silly story from our friend Norval Joe at Flying Island Press.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of the Flying Island Press, and this is my story for the prompt of Halloween for the weekly challenge number 236. Groups of children rushed up the walkway to the door and hurried off to the next house as two costumed boys lurched from the street to the porch. Trick or treat, the taller of the two said as a woman opened the door. My, the woman exclaimed cheerfully, who do we have here? The taller spoke again as he held out a plastic pumpkin. I'm Igor, Dr. Frankenstein's assistant. My brother is Superman, but he can't talk. He has cerebral palsy. He helped his brother hold his bag out to the woman. Thank you, he said, as the two lurched away. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Aw, that's so cute. You know, I wonder if there are going to be kids that come by here for candy. We don't have any candy to give away. We have cats. We can give away cats. Here you go. No. Thank you, Norval Joe. And no, we'd never give away the cats, because actually we could, because we put them in the bag, and then the kids would wander off back to their homes in the complex, and the cats, the moment they let them out, they'll be like, okay, we're going home. And they know where home is. I mean, you can dump them in any part of the complex here, and they'll look around and sniff, and it's like, oh, that way. There's the food. There's the litter boxes. Because, like, you know, they can't possibly, you know, go in the bushes. No, they got to come back home and do it, so we have to clean it up later. Am I complaining again? Next up is Steven the Nuclear Man. He has himself a fine Halloween story for you to enjoy. I should have probably put, like, you know, hello, this is Count von Krepula, and it's time for the Halloween, and usually there's a lot more bats, but that moldy thing has been making them all sick. They're in the bat hospital, you know, and one is kind of, his wing isn't so feeling so good, so he flap in circles, and it's just sad. No, you don't. I'm just going to do this from the La Quinta Inn. You know, that kind of thing. So here we go with Stephen the Nuclear Man.
Sit down. I don't care if you have fangs or claws or fur where you shouldn't. Sit down. Have some milk. I imagine this isn't the response you expected. Cookie? Sorry, I don't have any raw child flesh. Would it make you feel better if I screamed? I'm not going to. You don't scare me, Mr. Monster Man. There's this girl, Sally. I like her, but she's way cooler than me. So I sent her a card saying how I feel. I got a letter back. I haven't opened it. I'm more scared of what's inside than I am of you.
Yes, the ultimate prison is your own mind. Thank you, Stephen. Although, look, okay, by the time you listen to this, Halloween's going to be over. Let's face it. You know, if you want Halloween stuff, it should be a few days early. But, you know, I don't know, I'm just a purist. It's got to be the day of. You know, this and this and that. And Halloween is a horrible day if you're trying to lose weight, which I am. And I've got 20 pounds to go. I'm not going to step on the scale. I'm going to put the scale away. Because I'm going to do it based on, you know, I know what I need to do. And I'm going to do it. But Halloween candy is bad for you. Then you try to lose that weight. Nope. Thanksgiving. And then all the holiday parties for work. And all the parties that you get invited to. Okay, we can skip that. And then Christmas itself. You know, it's just going to be a mess. You know, and then it's winter. Your body wants to pack on weight to deal with the cold. And if you want to go walking for exercise, no. You got to go to the gym where it's nice and warm. Oh, this is going to be a disaster of a season. But I know that if I were to, say, backslide, which I don't want to, and I get to February, it's going to warm up in February, and then it all starts again. And I know that I've lost a lot since last February, so when February warms up and it starts getting warmer and warmer and warmer and warmer, you know, that's when it starts again. And I can, hopefully, I'll be at my goal by then, despite the fact that it's going to be miserable and terrible and awful outside, and everyone's going to be shoving food in my face. You know, everywhere I go. Everywhere I go. And while I'm walking down the street, would you like some pumpkin pie? Total stranger. Total strangers. You know, waving pies around like it's some sort of David Lean musical. Never mind. Here's Tom. And by the way, Tom has a story that I need to post, but, you know, I waited till the last minute to post it. And sure enough, the site goes kaflooey, and it's going to be a day or two before it all comes back because all the CGI is messed up. And maybe I'll look at WordPress. I don't know. But the point is, here's Tom's story, and you'll get some more from Tom when everything is working again. Okay, so here's Tom.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And tonight's story is called A Good Boy. Lenny, what do you want to be for Halloween? Asked Mother. A ghost, smiled Lenny. Mother got out her pinking shears and carefully cut two eye-sized holes in an old pillowcase and carefully dropped the costume over Lenny's head. Time to go, said Georgina. Trick-or-treat, cried Lenny. Mrs. Spencer put a candy bunny in his plastic pumpkin. He trotted back to show her. Lenny had been a ghost since he was six and saw no need in changing now. Mother had saved each pillowcase in the attic. There were 57. Tell me about the rabbits, Mom.
Okay, that's kind of disturbing. Thank you, Tom. If I see someone who is going around as a ghost asking about rabbits, I'll know what to do. Now I'm starting to get scared. And it's Halloween, and it's daylight. And I'm scared in daylight. What am I going to be like when it's dark out? Hopefully Catwood can get the creepy, scary stuff away. Please, Catwood, please save me from the evil Lenny Bunny guy.
The zombie invasion started on Halloween, but nobody noticed for a week. Everyone just thought it was a well-coordinated prank, especially the news. However, anyone who ran into these pranksters quickly learned otherwise. It wasn't until the 4th that people realized that there were too many pranksters for this to be a joke. I'm a little paranoid, and so was wary of all this from the start. That's why I'm still alive. But this virus is too perfect, too consistently fatal, and too quick to appear to be natural. So, who knows? Maybe it was a prank after all.
No. It's not a prank after all. This was deliberate. No, I released the virus. You see, it was supposed to be one that cured the common cold. And I, in a way, it did. I mean, you don't see any of the zombies out there with sniffles and sneezes and fevers, and all they want is brains. But if you offer, I mean, it's not like they're asking for chicken soup anymore. Chickens are fine. Thank you, Catwood. And by the way, I was just playing words with friends here. When was the last time that I lost one? Hold on, I'm checking the history. I want someone to beat me. And the problem is Horizon Darkstone doesn't want to play me because, you know, I barely beat her once. But she kicks my butt. But it's like, you know, I've got all these games going. And it's like, you know, you be. Come on, someone come and beat me. Username is full of crap. If you beat me, you can go, I beat you. And you can, you know, rub my face. You loser. And that kind of thing. And I'll be like, okay, you're mature. Speaking of mature, we have the venerable Zach Man here with his story. So take it away, Zach Man.
Yes, Grandma. I did have to bring the children in their costumes. After what the wife and I spent on the materials for those, they will wear them all day and to a local con. No, Grandma. Anime cartoon convention. I stopped buying anything from Guido years ago. No, Grandma. The cake is not a lie, and I am glad you are enjoying the Xbox. My wife thought you would never use it. Happy Halloween, happy birthday. I know you never liked the coincidence, but at least the children will remember your birthday. It could be worse, it could be Christmas.
Yeah, that could be terrible and awful, having your birthday on Halloween or near it. Oh, by the way, my wife's birthday was yesterday. Got her some stuff, and her mom came down and visited, and they all went dancing because I was, like, exhausted. Because I go to sleep at, like, 10, because I'm, well, she's older than me, so I can't say because, you know, I'm old. You know, so it's just, whatever. I'm lame, all right? I tire easily, and I'm fragile. Thank you, Zachman. And let's see who's next. After Zachman in the alphabet becomes A.M. Early. A.M. hasn't left. This is great. This is awesome. We're not losing people. We're gaining people. We're building up a fighting force of extraordinary magnitude again. This is great. Everyone with their geeky 100-word sensibilities, it's just, wow. There are more. There are more out there. Us, the afflicted, the addicted, the weird. So here's A.M. Early with her story.
Mickey's slightly scary Halloween party. Little Mario skipped past the Haunted Mansion, Hall of Presidents, and the Liberty Bell. At the boat dock is a barrel of candy and a cast member with a smile. After the candy is in his bag, she asks Mario, "Where are your parents?" The 3-year-old plumber spins around and begins sobbing in the cast member's colonial dress. Thankfully, she can see above the crowds. There, Princess Peach sighs, adjusting Yoshi on her hip, and Luigi makes eye contact with the cast member and presses a finger to his lips. What is Halloween without a little scare? Maybe Mario won't leave Luigi's side again.
Aw, that's so sweet. Thank you, A.M. Early, but our princess is in another Colonial Williamsburg castle. Wait, they didn't have castles back in Colonial Williamsburg. Our princess is in another butter churn. No, that's kind of creepy. Our princess is in another rehab assignment. Why would she play baseball? Whatever. By the way, the Giants are up 2-1 on the Rangers, and if you want to know, I'm rooting for the, well, that's the problem. The Rangers were paying a steroid-abusing A-Rod, and the Giants, I mean, Barry Bonds, give me a break. You know, whatever. You know, that last year when it was obvious he was guilty as hell. And they were like, we're going to make him get the record, and, you know, we're going to make him famous, and we're just going to keep him on. We're going to completely trash any hope of postseason play for all these other players who were, yeah, whatever. So I hope both lose. And who should win? Boise State, because everyone, you know, they may be undefeated year in, year out. And people say, whoa, their schedule is a cakewalk. But no. Fine, put them up against big schools like Clemson, because I like to say the word Clemson. Next up is Ted. Ted did not send in his audio because of his microphone is off on an adventure somewhere. Hopefully it's not being sent to him. A new one is being sent to him from Yemen. So here's Ted's story.
Greetings, Earthlings and Internet people. Ted here with my 100-word Halloween story. First of all, I want to thank Lawrence Simon and the Midget for recording my stories with such drama and enthusiasm. I really appreciate it. I would also like to put in a plug here for my wife's story, writing under the alias Mrs. Abe. I think she did a really good job. It's her first story, so vote for hers as soon, right after you vote for mine. Without further ado, then, I present my own story, which is called Sins of the Fathers. They conquered Earth 3 years ago. The aliens demand revenge. But how could we have known? The first December, they somehow learned about Christmas. They made us stand in their living rooms for days on end, presents at our feet for their conical green children. Those who collapsed were executed. Last March, they glued our hands to their windows while they held a parade and drank green beer from cups held in their clover-shaped appendages. Most of us survived. But now we're terrified. It's early October, and we see them huddling their orange, pumpkin-shaped heads together and sharpening their knives. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.
Okay, boys and girls, if you want to have some fun, get out your crayons and your coloring books and go ahead and try to draw up those aliens with their big hands, tree-like bodies, and pumpkin-shaped heads, and go ahead and submit those images to Flickr and tag them as pumpkin-headed, clover-handed tree monsters. Or you could just put them up on your refrigerator and scare your kids. Thank you, Ted. Now we're going to scare our kids with your help. So, feel proud about that. oh, man. I should have done this in a Halloween style. Like, oh, scary. Oh, watch out. This is the dangerous wet floor. Pass this sign. Walk slowly. Tippy-toe if you can. It's the dangerous wet... That would be like part of the lamest haunted house ever. You would have the, we are going down some stairs. They're creepy and dangerous. Hold on to the railing. Hold the railing while you're going down. You don't want anything evil to happen to you. Hold the railing. Or something like that. Or like the smoke alarm would go off. Okay, kids, stop, drop, and roll into the next room. It would be like the fire safety lame, you know, kind of thing. Maybe Rich Palmer might want to try this. You know, the not-so-haunted house. Oh, the scariest thing about this house as we get into the final room is... here is the mortgage documents. Yes, it used to be worth $250,000, but due to the market crash, it's only worth $120,000, and it's been foreclosed on. And the owners, let's take a look at their credit ratings. Ah, that's scary. You know, that's the most haunted house of all. That's scary. Anyway, here's one from Mrs. Abe, and let's hear her story.
They boiled him. They sliced him. They chopped him into little pieces. They grated his skin and rubbed salt into his wounds, pickling him in his own juices. They kept his head in the freezer. They locked him in the cellar and ate him piece by piece. They stir-fried him. They baked him. They roasted him. And when they were done, the monsters threw his decomposing corpse in the garbage like common trash. But one day a year, just one, at the end of October, when he saw what happened to the pumpkins, Sylvester was happy to be a cabbage.
Thank you, Mrs. Abe, whether it's Mrs. Abe Simpson or Mrs. Abe Lincoln or Mrs. Abe something. But thank you. Scared. Now, folks, would you rather be a pumpkin or a cabbage? Normally, I'd be weird and just forego the entire poll for the week and ask you if you want to be a pumpkin or a cabbage. And, well, you know, this site's not working right. It'll be working eventually. It'll get done. It'll get fixed. It's just a matter of time. Maybe sometime this week. No rush. I've got stories pre-written all the way through December, all right? And I'm still penning a few up and emailing them to myself. And they're going to wait. They're going to wait. They'll be there. They're going to be there. And this is the reason why I set the email address to isfullofcrap@gmail.com, because if the server acts weird, they'll all be stacked up at Gmail. And Gmail just forwards them on to my main address. So there you go. Smart, clever thinking. Thinking ahead. Okay. Next story is by TJ. So, because in North Dakota by now, it's probably, you know, freezing. You know, there are woolly mammoths going around, and people are throwing... how do you grow a pumpkin in North Dakota? Maybe they have to import the pumpkins, and they throw the flaming pumpkins at each other just to stay warm. So we're going to be hearing stories about the temperatures dropping below, like, Pleistocene levels, whatever Pleistocene is. When was the last time that you heard the word Pleistocene? I don't know. But still, I think I'm being horribly mean to our friends in North Dakota. But with so few people in North Dakota, it's okay. It's not like they can do anything to us. You know, we can just, make North Dakota, North Dakota jokes and make jokes about everybody else. They're funny people.
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota, where if you're looking for something scary, it friggin' snowed this week. And this is Election Day. There's a reason we don't hold Election Day on Halloween. We could send the candidates around trick-or-treating, and the ones with the most candy could be declared the winner. But the fact that they could cheat and sneak entire bags of Mounds bars into their treat bags suggests we ought to maintain the current system. You know, terrifying political ads, mobs of angry voters, mysterious ballot boxes that disappear into the night, letting the dead come back to life to vote, and the scary candidates themselves. Come to think of it, maybe we should hold elections on Halloween.
See? I told you. It's snowing there. They have all the snow. If you're wondering what global warming is doing, it's not global warming. It's the North Dakotans with their weather machine, and they're stealing all our snow. They're so evil, but they're so good at being evil. They're actually quite efficient about it. They don't need that many evil people up there to do their evil schemes. They don't whine about it. They don't have middlemen and middle managers and HR departments in their evil organizations. They're quite efficient. They're self-organizing, too. You just get three or four at a coffee house huddling over the coffee pot because it's so warm and they think evil things. And they're like, okay, you take care of this. You get done. I'll go down to the feed store and then we'll meet back up here and then do our evil. I am probably going to be on some sort of North Dakotan fatwa list. They don't got fatwas. They just put up a name up at the post office, and if you see him, you tell him I'm mighty cross with you. No, they don't even talk like that either. I mean, we hear TJ. He doesn't talk like that. What am I doing? I should shut up now. All right. One more story left for the week. If I've lost your story because of all the shenanigans with Gmail and my site and this site and that site, I'm really sorry. Please send them in and let me know, and I will get them up on the feed. It won't be for Halloween, but you know what? If the Simpsons can do their Treehouse of Horror a week late every year, I can do that too. I'm comfortable with my own loserness, and I'm good with it. I'm good with it. So here we go with the Halloween story you've been waiting to avoid, Planet Z.
It's Halloween, sitting with a bowl of candy on my doorstep. I remember when I was a kid, dressed up, begging for candy. What happened? When did childhood end? When I first got laid? When I got out of school? When I got a job? No. None of these. My parole officer says, you ain't an adult until you go to trial as one. I cross my legs, try to hide the ankle monitor. More kids walk by. See the sign in the window, and keep walking. Oh well, more candy for me. And the three kids in my basement.
And there you have it, the Halloween episode of the 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge. Thank you to everyone for being a part of it this year. And I'm very sorry that things are so messed up technically and schedule-wise that I feel like I'm phoning this one in. And you know what? With the server acting weird, I may end up phoning each and every one of you with the phone numbers that I've managed to mine from Google with all your names, and I may just call you up and just play this to you. So get ready. Be sure to assign my ringtone. I'm very particular. Assign the Macarena to my ringtone. I mean, I've never gotten over the Macarena. I mean, you play that, I'll dance it. I will. It's in my living will. Play the Macarena. If I don't get up and start doing the dance, pull the plug on the Macarena, because no one can stand that. All right, so, and I'll probably make a 100-word story out of that as well, which, you know, is pathetic. So, thank you all for being a part of this. The stories, I'm going to try getting them in the show notes. I'm very sorry. If they're not, the formal show notes will be up when CGI and Pearl and all that are cleaned up. It's just that movable type requires something special, and we never remember what it is. And I'm looking at WordPress, and I'm actually going to, this week, see if I can swing some experimental cloud server space so that this will go up on the cloud. Because it really doesn't require much CPU and much memory to run just a freaking set of blocks, you know? I don't know. I'll think about it. But thank you all for putting up with this. It'll appear on iTunes and all the other feeds eventually. So tell people to just go to the site and suffer through it, or just share them. Share your MP3 with them directly of your story and just say, oh, the rest of them are just... Not to say that the rest of you are not any good. But the next topic is going to be penguins. And I'm going to post on Twitter on mine, which is twitter.com/isfullofcrap, and also on, of course, this show's Twitter, which is twitter.com/100wordstories, which finally we have a use for. It's an emergency backup feed. So there you go. We win. Not that your iPod will... Never mind. Anyway, thank you all for being a part of this, and I will see you next week. I'm going to keep writing stories, and eventually they'll get up on the feed, and I'll get Tom's out there, I'm sorry. And just if you have any questions, write me at isfullofcrap@gmail.com, or on GTalk, MSN, AOL, whatever. The username is always isfullofcrap. And I'll let you know when everything is back up and fine, but keep sending those stories, and they'll get up eventually. Things will work. If at the absolute worst, I will burn CDs and mail them to you. So here we go. Let's wrap this up. Thank you all for listening. And as always, keep it brief.
And scary.
All right. Just keep it brief. Closing.